Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Matt Kalina is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Matt's a new friend. He's Chief Executive Officer of IDT 911. He's worked for corporate America for many years before that, especially in the insurance industry. Their organization is, I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about what they do a better job than I will about their company. But he's here to talk to us about the Sony breach. The thing that happened last month when allegedly most people think the North Korea breached or their agents breached Sony's data centers, and the whole scenario following that is what we're going to talk about. Matt Kalina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Tell us about IDT 911.
We're a data security firm that really delivers expert services through businesses, primarily insurance companies, banks, and credit unions, to their customers, which are, you know, consumers. We provide identity theft and fraud assistance and remediation. And for businesses, we provide crisis management when it comes to data breaches and responding to data breaches and then proactively trying to protect against them happening and early detecting them when they do and having the best response possible.
All right, so that's the credential, folks, that he brings to the table today. So what was it, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, maybe earlier, but we started knowing about the breach at the hack at Sony several weeks ago. And, of course, the origins of this thing was the movie The Interview, which Sony produced, which showed the assassination of the sitting president of North Korea, right, Matt?
This is all the information that we have today. I think there's still many unknowns with this thing and no real proof, at least not that the government is sharing, as to who specifically performed this breach.
Right.
You know, you have this hacking group, the Guardians of Peace, claiming responsibility. The government's come out officially and said they believe it's North Korea. And, you know, really everything ties back to the movie The Interview and its upcoming launch. But, again, no real proof of anything that's been publicly shared. But I think the bigger picture is, you know, Sony's been breached several times before, whether it be their PlayStation gaming system company.
I mean, they have horrible security, don't they?
Unfortunately, it just appears, especially from unraveling this specific.
Were they just dummies? I mean,
right.
My goodness, Matt. I mean, it sounds like I've got better security than they do in my little company.
Yeah, well, with our line of work, we really try to educate businesses on what their real issues are. You know, what their risks are, and make it specific to them as possible. I think the key thing with Sony is somebody got into their system, whether it be an internal employee helping or not. And, you know, their system was wide open.
Yeah.
They had access to every aspect of their data, from their movies to their personnel records to what have you, email records.
Right.
So it really wasn't walled off.
They were able to go wherever they wanted to go and get whatever they wanted, weren't they?
Absolutely. I think one of the most damning things is they opened up a file that was labeled passwords, and it had hundreds and hundreds of passwords, non-encrypted.
Wow, unbelievable.
Keys to the castle.
Unbelievable. It's just like... Like, yeah, it's like, it'd be like Fort Knox just opening the doors and sending the guards home, right?
So
we think it's generally accepted that the people who did this were agents, if not directly employed by North Korea, and their response to this may turn out to be something different. But if it is a foreign state, this is what I want to talk about first. If it was a foreign attack on a U.S. corporation, even though Sony's Japanese, they're in the U.S., they're a U.S. corporation. And so an attack coming into the middle of America on a corporation, and then a subsequent physical harm threat if they, their customers, their suppliers, and their suppliers' customers didn't do certain things. That both of those things, that kind of an assault, a cyber assault by a foreign country, and the subsequent attack, Matt, those are both unprecedented things, aren't they?
Well, you know, I think it's more the publicity, the public nature of this one that makes it unprecedented, and the scope of it. I think that, you know, we've seen stories and behind the scenes, you know, found rogue nation states to be active in the hacking business. You know, it's a major
right.
business for them. You know, you see
right.
the Syrians in the past hacking into different.
Well, the Chinese are notorious.
The Chinese, et cetera. So
it's an industry.
It's more
China.
Of it being public. But I think if you segment out, you know, the rogue nation, you know, the bad actor part from the ransomware part, which is. You know, we've handled breaches for small businesses that have involved ransomware in the last year.
Right.
And it's becoming a growing concern.
And
you know, I think that's the bigger story and the bigger
And I definitely want to talk about that, but I wanted to get your thoughts. And we're going to do that in the next segment. We're going to talk about all about what this means to small businesses in the next segment. But I want to get your thoughts on, I made a prediction just because I just tried to focus forward and I have this kind of a mind. That the government would start establishing mandatory standards, minimums, for security requirements for corporations if because what happened at Sony, in my opinion, is tantamount to a national security breach. What do you think?
Yes, I think so far what's happened is the NIST, the National Institute of Standards, has come out with some standards for different types of industries and businesses on what their data security practices should be. At this point, it's not mandatory to follow those standards.
Right.
It's more recommended.
But I think that will change, don't you?
Possibly. I mean, I think that the difficulty with Congress and getting things through Congress these days is the main challenge. But you've seen certain states make changes. A couple years back, Massachusetts passed a data law that had some teeth in it as to what businesses were required to do from a data security perspective. And so that's the first one so far that's come out in the U.S. around it. In Europe, you're starting to see with the EU directive on privacy that's being negotiated now, there's regulatory standards for businesses in that document. So that could come you know, and influence U.S. lawmakers as well. So, you know, you're starting to see movement on it. How much gets done in 2015 is the real question.
What, I need your website, Matt.
Our website is IDT911.com.
So check that out, folks. We're going to be right back with Matt. We're going to talk about how all the things we just talked about, including the government intervention, which I'm not happy about, but I think it's going to happen, how all of that affects you and me and our small businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.